King James says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever." And the New Living puts it, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." God's word says, "Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, because his mercy endures forever." Some of these sound alike, don't they? I guess they should. New American Standard says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Goes on to say, "For his loving kindness is everlasting." And then I just love the way Eugene Peterson says it. "Thank God, because he's good, because his love never quits."
That's right.
Amen. Thank God, for he is good, and his love never, never, never quits. Amen. And then the other verse that really stood out to me this morning was verse 14. "The Lord is my strength and my song, and is become my salvation." New Living says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory." Is the Lord your strength?
Yes.
Then of course he can be your song. That follows, doesn't it? Really easy. He has given us the victory. He did it 2,000 years ago. He gave us the victory, and all we have to do is just apply ourselves to what he's done, amen, and receive it. How do we apply ourselves? It's really easy. Lift those hands in the air and say, "Thank you, Jesus. I'm not on my own down here. Not at all. It's not up to me. You did it, and I agree with it." So Message puts it, "God is my strength. He's also my song. And now he is my salvation." Is he your salvation? Tell somebody about it. Turn to the person next to you and tell him that he's your salvation. Jesus Christ is my salvation. Amen. He truly is. So let's stand this morning as we go into worship and let's say these two verses together. Thank God. Because he's good. Because his love never quits. God's my strength. He's also my song. And now he's my salvation. Amen.